I missed you today because I had Congo and Vietnam and the British Sterling and cabinet and everything else. I talked to McGuire yesterday.
Yes.
And he says that he knows exactly how to handle these matters, and I indicated to him that you'd probably we'd had folks that probably come in about 100, and he I think could very well use it, but I'm not sure that he knows the legal ramifications. And I wanted you to make an awful careful check, and when you talk to him, ask him who's handling it, and you might also talk to their lawyer, Leventhal, whatever his name is.
Yes.
If he's competent.
Yeah, he is.
To be sure that we know that we are following the right thing, because that dealer's coming up, and I think anything over $100 has to be reported. Anything under, it doesn't.
Yes.
And they think that there's all these stories that they're telling about the, how they made an appeal for funds and a million came in immediately from the television. He thinks that's just covered for a few big donors.
Yes.
That they're claiming they got a lot of little contributions.
Yes.
And that's what it is. But I thought you ought to explore that with him and see that that they know what they're doing. Now, did Mildred give you that that information?
Yes, I have that, and I've gone over it. I sat down with her and went over it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
some of it's a little disturbing. About the lawyer man.
Yes, that's we ought to see what we do about that right away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but what I ought to have a cabinet committee kind of look at cases come up like that along the line you suggested earlier with that ethics group.
Yes, yes.
Maybe I ought to ask McNamara and Dillon to meet with you and Clark or something.
Yes.
What do you think about it?
Well, it might be a good idea. This is a very rough one. Maybe I ought to see if I can't get a little more information about it.
I would talk to your friend.
Yes, I would.
Now, I talked to his super superior the other day.
Yes.
And he said that they were some little noises. That had some knowledge of the operations, and he didn't want it to go back to the days of 52 when they had the problem, and that this data, this material that he would just come in and he would tell them all the people under him that nobody had it but him, and nobody would give it to anybody but him, and he would handle it, but anything I wanted, he'd bring it in, and nobody'd ever know it but he and I. That the group over there wouldn't do it, and he's willing to do it any way I want to. We're going to have another man in there anyway, but he's willing to do it any way I want to, but he wants to stop a little of this conversation.
Well, the real problem about it is that he called friend in.
Yeah.
Told him that everything had to go through him.
Yeah.
Now, the difficulty about that is that it means four or five additional hands.
Yeah, well, we won't won't do that. He'll just be there momentarily, and I don't think we have to I don't think we have to necessarily follow it anyway, but if we do, we'll ask him what to do. But I think he wants him to be free to say that he has never furnished anything, never talked to me.
Yeah.
I think it's important he be able to say he hasn't, and he doesn't talk to anybody over there. I think the best one to talk to is you.
Well, I think that's...
We'll go the way we did, and then you can make a few notes.
Yeah.
I was distressed about Earl.
So am I. I'm very, very distressed about that. I thought he had gotten over that hump, but...
Well, you see what happened. He had a situation there very much like you have, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
He was just helping some folks in the 60s.
Well, that's not the way it looks. That's not the way it reads.
Well, no, but what he claimed
mm-hmm.
was that these folks, came in and helped.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently they came back.
Yeah.
And said, now, we've done all this to y'all. We've helped you. You know these people up here and wish you'd talk to some senators for me. And that he did, just like you would pick up the phone and call somebody, Don Cook, who got appointed for some folks that had helped him.
Yeah.
And he said there was no connection with the two items. And the first item went immediately to John Conley. And as a matter of fact, he had called him and asked him. He was just the conduit. I don't know. You better talk to him about that, though.
Well, I can do that without disclosing anything.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I just say that we're distressed.
See, because he came in to us at an earlier phase, and Carol helped him out a good deal. And I'll help him.
Because I think on account of his daughter there and his former association and everything, that's a problem. And it looks like they might be serious about the lawyer, doesn't it?
It sure does. Well, this is quite a different statement from the one I've seen before, because this looks as if it's more than chicken feed. The other one is just chicken feed. This doesn't have any amounts in it, but it states it in a way that indicates that it might be substantial.
38, I think.
Oh, boy. That's what I thought before, which was months and months ago. It was just so trivial that it seemed absurd. I'm going to find out some more about that, because if this is very serious, he ought to find some personal reasons for leaving.
Well, I think you want to call this group together tomorrow over there? You want me to call them and ask them to call you all or what?
Why don't I talk with Doug? First. What do you think of that?
Yes, probably. I just say that I understood it. I heard it, and I called you and asked you to talk to him and see what he recommends.
Yeah, with respect to the lawyer, fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be better to start it off small anyway, just with him, because he'll consider that this is his special province.
Now, you ought to talk to Ed some way, too. On the front.
Yeah, well, there's nothing new on that.
No, but they ought to know, what their program is.
Yeah.
What their plan.
Yeah. Well, the difficulty is that we haven't gotten that full report yet.
No, I know that, but I mean, these people have a plan of establishing an increase there.
Mm-hmm.
And he ought to know they're doing it, so he'll get his answers.
Right.
And the one thing in there on this Wiener's testimony is direct conflict.
Yeah. But I think they've got an answer for that one. And but the other thing bothers me very much, in fact, the statement that I got about the cashier's transaction. You had that reported to you, didn't you?
Yes, but I didn't get that impression.
Well, I can't be sure that it's serious, but it might be. That's a fairly standard way of passing things around. You know, a wash transaction.
Huh?
That bothers me. We have to know a lot more about it.
But
I'll see what I can do, and I'll
look at it. It shows that he, what was the date that he made his first?
Well, see, the difficulty is that my boy hadn't got the dates on that because he didn't have the memorandum. And that's what we need very badly, to see whether those dates hitch up.
Well, can he ask the memorandum?
I asked him to get it for me today, and he wasn't able to get it at the end of the day, but maybe he'll be able to later. He didn't have possession.
Now, what is the possible thing, as you see in it, that they made this withdrawal, but then they sent it back?
They made the withdrawal by means of a check to the lawyer.
Yeah.
The lawyer then handed over a cashier's check. And then the cashier's check was converted into cash, and it went into the principal's hands. That's what I'm afraid of, but I've got a lot of inferences there without hard fact.
Well, Ed ought to find out if the principal did it.
Yes, sir. I think they should. And I'll see that they do it from that end, but you really have to do these things from both ends. And I'll see whether we can get it done. This is the first thing I've heard about it that causes me real alarm.
I'd sure tell Ed about it.
I will.
Any other news?
No, sir, that's it.
I saw Mr. Lazarus this afternoon. I spoke to the Committee on Economic Development.
Oh, good.
That's a hell of a statement that the morning paper, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, say, there is one other thing I wanted to check with you. We have almost 80 friends for LBJ.
Yeah, I think that you could tell him that you have that.
All right.
But try to tell him that, you see, the one thing we ought to do is kind of save some of that for people like American Airlines that have gone with us all the way on credit. And I don't know if Dick gets it. It goes down pretty quick over there.
Well, I could just insist on paying some bills direct with it. I'd rather do it that way anyhow.
Well, I'll tell you, just wait till Monday, and I'll have Warren Woodward back there, and he can go in and ask for his money, and we can pay it that way.
Okay, sir.
Any other news?
No, sir. Everything looks fine.
Okay.
I hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Well, we have a lot of hell. I'm going to see all these folks down here.
Right.
You haven't heard any more from Clark?
Not a word, no, sir.
They come in today, McNamara and a bunch of them want me to ask him to head up Central Intelligence to take John McCone's place. You reckon he'd do it?
Oh, he'd be wonderful for that. He might very well. He's extremely interested in it, you know. And talked to me at great length about it.
Now, if this other fellow doesn't go, Condon,
yeah,
which I'm afraid of because of that report, have they ever been to see you about Don?
No.
Well, I hope it don't, but I'm waiting on their report on him.
Yeah.
But if for some reason his boss won't let him or he won't, where do we go?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Well, we got to do something. This fella is seeming to be awfully helpful and cooperative where he is, but...
Yeah. Well, he's really fine. The only thing that reawakened my alarm was that incredible conversation I had with Joe.
Joe
Allison.
Yeah.
That really scared me. He's obviously being a messenger boy.
Yeah. I don't know. He's into everything. He had a 2-page letter here from me, and I didn't know his whole picture till I looked at it. I read the report last night, and it's your friend that you've been working on the last 4 weeks is just a kindergarten class.
Really?
Oh, hell.
I'll be there.
Every world capitalist, though. Starting out at Moscow and going around the bend. So I don't know. I'm going to go up and say a prayer on my mother's grave. I may even question her.
Yeah.
Because what I see and learn, I got to quit reading.
Yeah.
Okay, give my love to Carol.
Yes, sir.
Made an awful good speech the other night.
Oh, thank you very much.
I wish that you would talk to Doug, talk to him on this ethics thing a little bit, and talk to John Macy. He's going to select all these employees for everything. Give him any names that you can. But ask him if he won't get you a tentative draft of something on ethics like Kennedy had, but feel stronger.
Yes, sir. We, you know, you asked me to do that.